Well, we've been investigating the production and planning the production of free-range pork now for over 20 years, and we've developed a model which is ideally suited for the Great Southern region, and one that we can roll out working with farmers and people who want to get into the industry, basically give them an access route to market for a differentiated branded product.
So why is the Great Southern specifically so ideal? Is it because of the climate or?
Yeah, climate's good, and so the soil types are also good. Mm. Free range piggeries are not just about climate, but they're also about managing the environment and making sure that we rehabilitate the area as well, and that that there's no damage done to the soil.
Is it cheaper to grow free range pigs in WA compared to other regions?
It's not so much that it's cheaper necessarily. We haven't done a sort of detailed cost comparison of production across Australia, but there's very few areas in Australia which have this sort of combination of climate and soil types. We think there's really only two areas. There's a small area in Victoria and there's Western Australia.
What is the significance of this deal to meat production in WA, not just pork, but for the broader ag industry?
Well, it's a first in a number of respects. First of all, it's a national supply contract with Coles, who, let's face it, traditionally the big supermarket chains have sourced from the East Coast, where there's the larger volume produced, and Coles have actually moved their entire production of free-range pigs into Western Australia and sourcing exclusively from this region and from us. So it's a bit of a coup. It's a credit to WA farmers and obviously our conditions as well, but that we've been able to meet the very exacting standards now set for free-range pig production in Australia. You know, the APIC standards are some of the most advanced in the world, and we're up there.
Now, you've recruited 8 producers for this particular range. Is there scope for more producers to sign up?
Yeah, we think that one of the major benefits of the Coles contract is that it gives us scale. So it gives us the scale and the security of marketing for farmers to invest and get into the business now. And then there will be export opportunities, and we'll be pursuing them. And we think that there's, a lot more pigs that can be produced in the Great Southern in years to come.
What sort of investment are you putting into the Great Southern to get this off the ground?
Well, we've invested a lot of money over many years. It's taken many millions of dollars to develop the model and to work out how to do it. But going forward, one of the attractions to the business model is that because it's free range, it doesn't require huge amounts of capital investment that an intensive piggery would require. So it's accessible by smaller farmers, if you like, farmers without large capital reserves. And so that's important. And this gives us an opportunity to scale up production here quite substantially, subject to there being good markets.
And how easy or otherwise was it to get local producers to be interested in signing up with Coles, getting into bed with a big retailer?
Well, I think it's actually quite easy to get people to get into bed with Coles, in the sense that obviously Coles' reputation is such that people want to be associated with them. But the difficulty is in satisfying, if you like, Coles' requirements for secure, professional, long-term supply that they can rely on. And so that's why it's been a very happy partnership for us and them and the farmers.
Graham Late, Managing Director of Milne Agri Group. While I've got you on the phone, yep. Are you able to give us an update on the partnership with Gina Reinhart for Liveringa Station in the north and also the Waroona Abattoir? Any updates?
There's not really much more to say at the moment. Work in progress at the moment. We're still developing our strategies in there. I prefer to talk about these things, like with the pigs, once we've got the deal done, mm-hmm. rather than be saying too much ahead of time.
So any idea?
I will let you know, Olivia.
Okay.
I will let you know.
No hints of when the abattoir in the southwest will be operating again.
Not in the immediate future, anyway. It's something again where you've got to build the market first, and then you can open the abattoir.
Now other large cattle stations are on the market at the moment, including the iconic Yakamunga station near Broome. Is yep. Gina Reinhart interested in expanding there?
We're looking at any opportunities that come up, but we're not in any fantastic hurry. If we see an acquisition that makes sense, we'll certainly evaluate it. But we're not necessarily in a particular hurry. It's just a question of developing our strategies deliberately and carefully. We're sort of not really interested in getting into the hype.
I know you're not interested in getting into the hype.
But you know what I mean. Yes. There's a lot of people trying to talk up values and all that sort of thing at the moment. And, we're not seeing much sense in that.
Well, we heard this week that an Indonesian company has purchased Edith Springs Cattle Station in the Northern Territory. So it's the third Indonesian company to invest in the NT cattle industry in the last year. Is there a partnership opportunity there for you to tee up with the Indonesians?
Possibly, but I mean, the Indonesians haven't actually been that reliable as a market. So I think one of the important strategies for northern beef producers is to have more than one market. Certainly Indonesia is important, but we should be looking at other markets as well.
Graham Leight, I appreciate your openness to speak about a range of topics today. I'll let you get back to the pork launch today. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Olivia.